Welcome to this week's edition of the Wipro Cybersecurity by Cybersecurist podcast. I'm Evan Schumann. Emotional intelligence can make the difference between someone being an effective business leader or not. In an ongoing series on Wipro Women in Cyber, we have explored the many factors that can dictate effectiveness and success. We recently sat down with two such leaders at Wipro, Yolanda Hunt, the chair of Wipro Women in Cyber, and Aparma Balasudaram, the Wipro Global Head of Well-Being and Resilience. But what exactly is emotional intelligence? Aparna explains.
Our traditional intelligence, or intelligence as we understand it, which is IQ, right? So IQ and your technical skills might get you through an organization's door, but truly what will keep you there and not, you know, just keep you where you are, but get you promoted, help you climb the ladder, grow into a leadership role is where we see emotional intelligence come into play, right? But research shows that about 90%, right, of what sets high performers apart from their peers who have similar technical skills and knowledge is emotional intelligence, right? So having said that, what is emotional intelligence, right? Emotional intelligence essentially is the ability to understand, manage and handle emotions. Now, whose emotions? Both my emotions as well as the emotions of people around me that I engage with, right? And right. In other words, it's almost important for us to be self-aware and manage emotions. That's one part of it, right? And the second part of it is also to be socially aware, right? To be socially competent. And that means I've got to be able to read a room. I've got to be able to understand, you know, what the emotions of other people are. And how do I manage those relationships so that it's a win-win situation for all, right? For me as well as the other person. Now, a little bit of theory. This term of emotional intelligence, right, in the world of business was popularized by a psychologist called Daniel Goleman. If any of you are looking to add to a reading list, I would highly recommend their book, Daniel Goleman. You just Google it. There'll be tons of books that kind of come up. So what he did is he researched about 200, right, large global companies to really understand what makes a leader, right? What makes a successful, effective leader? And in his research, he found that a leader could be highly qualified. They could have a high IQ. They could be from XYZ Global Ivy University, but that is not a guarantee that they're going to be a successful leader, right? What really guarantees that you're going to be a successful leader is your EQ, or, you know, which is emotional quotient, or EI, which is emotional intelligence, right?
When team members deal not just with their peers, bosses, and subordinates, but also with their customers, they can master the skills that they must apply with all clients and prospects. Yolanda details how this can work.
There are things that I see outside that people who are inside can't see. And so I think that's also another part of emotional intelligence, being able to bring a different perspective and not being afraid to share it. And so when I think about our clients and our partners, right, I think that as an organization, if we have our people who are emotionally intelligent, we have so much to bring to the table, right? We have, you know, and I feel like it is about the relationship. When I think about how we build a global brand, it's because we're able to bring different things to the table. And also, even though we're different, to be able to see the common, right? The connection. What are we share in common, right? And I think that's really important.
Another key factor to consider is emotional self-awareness. Aparma argues that almost everyone thinks they are self-aware, but very few actually are.
The first would be emotional self-awareness, right? Because that's really at the core of everything, right? It's almost foundational, right? Because before I can engage with others and bring out the best in others, I've got to be aware of my own emotions, right? So I would say emotional self-awareness is the most important, right? Now, here's another interesting research tidbit, right? Even if I was to ask all of you who are on this call and just generally, right, how many of you think you're self-aware, right? The statistics usually say that about 95% of the people think that they're self-aware, but in reality, it's only about 15%, right? And so this can be an issue, right? Because when I work with colleagues who perhaps, you know, especially as someone who's next gen, right, and I'm newer in the workforce, right? If I'm going to work with colleagues who are not self-aware, right, that is going to lead to increased stress, you know, lesser motivation, communication, you know, incompetency. So that is going to happen, right? If I'm not self-aware and the people that I deal with are not self-aware, right? And very quickly, and I've heard this, you know, before, right? People will say, Greta Parna, so you say self-awareness is important. But, and if you also said that only 15% of us are really self-aware, then how does one develop self-awareness, right? And I think the first thing really is learning to objectively observe yourself, right? Almost as if you were outside of yourself, looking at yourself. How do you see yourself in a very objective manner, right? And one practical way to do that is keep an eye out for situations where you feel negative emotions, right? Be very intentional. So if I'm in the workplace and I'm feeling negative, whether it's anger, whether it's stress, whether it's feeling that I'm being judged, whatever it is, right? Think about what is happening around you when you felt that way and how did you respond, right? What were your behaviors? Perhaps journal it, right? I'm a big fan of journaling, right? So journal it down because then you're able to go back and look at it again, right? So number one, self-awareness.
For this week's edition of the Wipro Cybersecurity by Cybersecurist podcast, I'm Evan Schumann. Have a secure and compliant week.